All right, fresh podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com today. I was so looking forward to this one. If you guys listen to my radio show, you are aware of my admiration for former Colorado quarterback, now Fox analyst Joel Klatt. He sticks it to the SEC. He speaks the truth. I love Joel Klatt. Talked to him yesterday about a lot of things. Talked to him about Matt Campbell, of course. Talked to him about the famous tornado game, the iconic tornado game of 2005 that he quarterbacked in. He gets upset. Talked to him about the Colin Cowherd stuff with Iowa. I know it's the Hawkeyes, but I think it's still interesting locally. Joel Klatt's great, and we try and fix the college football playoff. Before we get to that, I want to give a shout out to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center for sponsoring our coverage down here at the Big 12 Media Days. I love the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. I love everything from their marketing department, who we work with, to tell you about all the great things going on at the Iowa Clinic, all the way down to their doctors. It's funny, you hit 30 and all of a sudden you need a doctor more. At least that's how it was with me. And not just telling you guys for a sponsor, I go to the Iowa Clinic for absolutely everything. I had some stomach problems, went to Dr. Larson. Dr. Nicholson, I don't know what I would have done without him during my, I kind of went crazy when my wife was pregnant, like some anxiety stuff, and Dr. Nicholson was great to go in and talk to. There's just so many great people there. Dr. Losh handles my allergies. There's so many great options at the Iowa Clinic, and the great thing is same day, next day appointments often. You don't have to wait. I mean, how dumb is it if you're sick and you need to go to the doctor, but you can't get in because they're booked out for 2 weeks? That doesn't make any sense. Well, that doesn't happen at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Give them a shout out, and please tell them and tell us that you're going. Helps us keep track, and it helps Cyclone Fanatic. We love that. You guys are going to love this interview with Joel Klatt. Enjoy. So Joel Klatt's with me, and I was just telling you, Joel, you're like a legend in the state of Iowa.
I'll talk to you next. Okay.
First of all, do you just walk around now? Are you like recognized as the anti-SEC guy? How's that?
No, it's... Let's just say I didn't go down to Hoover this year. No, you know, it's, to me, I've never thought of myself as anti-SEC. I think of myself as realistic. If that makes me anti-SEC, I guess I'll wear the moniker. But, yeah, I mean, listen, in Big 12 country, in particular in markets that have been in those conversations, you know, the Iowas of the world, Oklahoma State, those fans generally, I'll get a lot of people coming up, hey, I love it how you stick it to the SEC. I'm like, I'm not trying to stick it to the SEC, even though every one of their teams had four losses, save for Alabama last year. But don't worry about it.
But you get it, though. Like, when you're in the heartland, yeah, like we are, and our audience is, and you turn on the networks, yeah, and I'm not going to mention the network because you can't. I don't want to get you in trouble. But you feel forgotten about, yeah, at points, and I think that's why it's refreshing to fans.
Yes, there's no, that's true. Okay. The thing that here's okay. So I say I'm a realistic guy. Well, here's the truth, right? We're generally, I'm going to lump myself in there, media, we're generally going to talk about the brands that drive the most interest.
Correct.
And we're to a large extent, that's going to fly over the middle part of the country, you know, save for a couple of examples. I don't like it. I wish that it was different. Unfortunately, it's not. And listen, I don't think Fox is exempt from criticism, so I'll criticize my place first. I think we probably, you know, have done a poor job celebrating our conferences versus, you know, what some of the other places have done celebrating their partners. Now, let me rephrase that. I just think that big brands are always going to get more attention.
Yeah.
Okay? Just bottom line.
Is it a good example, like 2014, though, the Big 12, where you had TCU and Baylor were both really good, and then Kansas State was good, but it just didn't get a lot of – didn't resonate.
I thought that was more of a total dropped ball by the conference. the commissioner,
yeah,
the league totally dropped the ball on that. If you aren't going to come out in support of any one of your teams, then you're going to give the playoff committee a way out. And the playoff committee in general is going to find the path of least resistance. Okay, they don't want to be controversial. They're not trying, well, they say they're trying to find the four best teams, but really they're not finding the four best teams or the four most deserving teams. They're finding the four least controversial teams. Okay, so that's what they're trying to do, whether they want to state that or not. And when your conference, when the Big 12 wants to hand two teams trophies, and what are you going to do if you're the committee? You're going to look at Ohio State, yeah, who just won the Big Ten outright, dropped whatever, 50 points on Wisconsin, and award them a playoff spot. So I thought that was more not a bias from any brand's standpoint as much as it was just a failure from the Big 12.
What about this? So the, as far as the committee goes, this is a brand of football that the Big 12 plays in general that I'm not sure resonates with all of those committee members. Is that a problem? Do we need more younger people on that committee just with, yeah, the way the game has evolved?
So I don't think it's, I think that the fix isn't necessarily just fixing the one committee, okay? Like, was there a bias over a couple of years? Yes. The brand of football being rewarded and the geographic locations of teams being rewarded was apparent. It just was. You looked at the data, you could figure it out. From the AP poll to the playoff rankings, it was very apparent that if you played a spread attack west of the Mississippi River, you were not going to be valued as high as a pro-style attack on the East Coast. That's what the data showed. Having said that, the fix is not trying to fix the one committee in itself. The fix is saying that, listen, the BCS was not bad, and the playoff system is not bad, but why don't we take the best elements of both and put them into an equation? We didn't love the computer aspect and that there were only two teams in the BCS. Well, I don't like that there's only one committee with only 13 or 14 votes that goes into the playoff rankings. I think that that makes each one of those votes way too powerful. If you're following what,
yeah,
there's
absolutely
only 14 varying,
yeah,
points. So in my mind, I think if you married the two ideologies, you have a playoff of four teams, but rather than one committee, make two, three, four committees, and they come up with their whole top 25 poll, and then you get a composite ranking of that. And what all you're doing is that you're creating layers so that one rogue vote or one rogue opinion doesn't throw the entire sport into total chaos or out of whack. And so if you had one committee made up of only media members or former media members, and it's 10 or 12 people, highly respected, and then you had one committee that was all former football entity people, whether it was coaches or players, and then another entity that was administrative types,
yeah,
you know, former commissioners or former athletic directors, some combination of that, then you had three polls, I think you would get a much better composite ranking than right now with just one committee where each one of those votes tends to be very or highly valued.
Do you feel like that we've made progress with it over the last 3 years, or do you think it's still stuck in the rut that it was when it began?
It's hard to say what progress is in college football because I don't know. There's just different versions all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
I get you.
Until we fix the sport from a whole, until we have whether it's four or five conferences that have the same number of teams or the same number of divisions, and we can fix the inequities in the schedules across America,
yeah,
then we're not really going to fix how we crown a champion. But the fact that some conferences maintain their eight conference game schedule and some conferences are playing nine conference game schedules, and then we're all competing for the same national championship. Some conferences are mandating that no one plays FCS. Some play FCS
totally
in November. It's like, well, why are we competing for the same championship? Because we're not playing on the same level playing field. So rather than trying to just fix the end result, I think if we started fixing the foundational pieces of college football, if the commissioners would start working together rather than working apart, then we would fix some of these things going on.
I'd be remiss if I don't bring up your shots at Cowherd.
Yeah.
My Iowa friends would be pretty pissed off if I don't bring this up.
Yeah.
That was that of a legend in Des Moines, Iowa, just giving you your props.
Listen. The problem with Colin is that it's hard to get him off of his opinion. But when he's wrong, like he was and is about Iowa, I'm going to hold him accountable. So we're going to continue to hold him accountable, and I'm not allowing him to celebrate. Because the genesis was he was trying to celebrate these NFL teams for the picks that they made Iowa players. I'm like, whoa. Well, you can't all of a sudden celebrate Iowa. Like, you are not allowed to celebrate anything Iowa whatsoever. So he can't wear black, he can't wear yellow or gold, whatever they want to call it up there in Hawkeye Nation. Just, you're out.
Will you just tell my Iowa friends, too, that when Cowherd does that, it's because they always respond to him? I mean, there's got to be some truth to that, right? Because us up there in Iowa, there are pro teams, right?
Oh, no.
Iowa and Iowa State are pro teams, so when somebody takes a shot at him, we get very defensive.
Oh, no, he believes it. That's why I hold him accountable. That's why I listen.
I love it.
Cowherd was wrong, and I'm going to continue to tell him he was wrong. It's just a fraudulent opinion. That's all it was.
Real quick, do you have an opinion on Matt Campbell at all? Have you gotten to know him at all?
Yeah, I like Matt a lot. I think Matt's a really good, bright, young coach. I think what's really hard, so here's what's hard for fan bases in a position for Iowa State. And Kansas is in this position, although they're a little bit deeper in this. My alma mater, Colorado, was in this position just a few years ago. When the hole is really deep, even really good improvement means that you're still in the hole, right? So you can still be in the bottom tier in the conference, even though you are improving a great deal as a football team and as a football program. I think that's where Iowa State is right now. Now, I think that we could see a little bit more of a better result on the field this year. I think that they're probably a better team this year than they were last year. And a lot of that is that Matt is foundationally changing the way that this program thinks about itself. There's an easy equation that you can think of. When you come in and you're trying to build a program from where Matt Campbell is trying to build Iowa State, you're going to lose big when you first get there just because of the nature of what's there. Then you're going to start losing small. You're still losing, but there's growth. You're still in the hole, but you're competing on a much greater scale. And then you're going to win small before you ever win big. And so right now they just got to make sure that they're continuing along that road and they're becoming more and more competitive and more games during the course of the season.
Do you have any fond or maybe not so fond memories of road trips to Ames?
Oh, yes.
As a player? Well, were you the tornado game?
Yes.
I've used the word legend a lot. That's a legendary game at Iowa State.
Brutal. Brutal. We played against the wind the entire first quarter, and then the wind stopped. So it's like we played three quarters against their four. There was a pass interference that was not called. I don't even want to think about it.
Go ahead and vent.
It's nightmarish.
Good.
It's nightmarish.
What was the delay like for you?
It was stupid. Stupid tornado.
There were tornadoes. Like,
I know.
It wasn't like they were trying to psych you out. There were real tornadoes.
Trust me, I get it. And my folks were there, and I had just married my wife in May of that year. So yeah. I was married, and she was there. And so I was really actually like worried about my family because I knew that the tornadoes were real.
Yeah, they were in
the area. And so I remember that. And so when we actually like went out to stretch, I remember being more concerned about like, hey, like, is everyone okay? Then, hey, what are we going to do on the first series? Then they beat us.
Well, and
Gosh, dang it.
The thing is, too, Iowa State fans are just the whole like win or lose, we still boost thing is very apparent there. And half of them didn't take shelter. Like, they just stayed out in the lots and kept drinking. Like, I remember that. I'll never forget that day and how insane that atmosphere was because they just kept going. And I'm sure they weren't friendly to you that night.
I don't remember the fans being overly
drunk,
inebriated. I just remember I threw two interceptions in the second half. I'll never forget it. It keeps me up at night.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring you down.
My worst sports memory of my life, and you bring it up.
Sorry, man.
Thanks a lot. I take all the nice things I said about Iowa back.
Thanks for your time.
I guess, whatever.
Joel Klatt right there, everybody. Got him fired up. He was even responding on Twitter late last night. He's jacked up. Brett Meyer and Joel Klatt were going at it in a fun way on Twitter, both quarterbacks from that game. Any Iowa State fan in my age group will remember the tornado game. And if you're a younger one listening and you don't remember it, ask somebody about it. Probably the coolest football game I've ever been to at Jack Trice Stadium. Seriously. Iowa Clinic Men's Center, thanks for sponsoring today's podcast. Shout out to them. Doctors Drury and Dr. Tomlinson now. Downtown. Call and make an appointment today.